Thought for today is taken from the closing verses of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Beginning to read at verse 24, the wise and foolish builders. Therefore, says Jesus, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. Let's come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask now that your Holy Spirit may aid us as we seek to understand and then apply the teaching of Scripture. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The verses before us today are a very familiar passage of the Bible. Two types of people, parable of two builders. I want to begin by drawing your attention to the similarities. Both the men in this parable built a house. They were concerned to make something. Indeed, they were concerned to make the same thing. They both decided to build a house. Whether two houses looked exactly the same, whether their paintwork and windows were identical, is unimportant. What is significant is that both men built a house. Their intentions and their achievement were the same. They accomplished their purpose. And there's an immediate and obvious application here, a reminder that we are engaged in building, young and old alike. Day by day, we are adding brick by brick, for our lives are like houses. We're building our characters, our education, our career, our home, our possessions. We're building lives that consist, as it were, of a number of different rooms. The educational room, the living room, the devotional room, the work room, the leisure room. Both these men built their houses. And then we note that both houses also underwent the same experience. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew. Both these men had been building, it would seem, in fair weather conditions, and then the weather changed. We're familiar with that sort of scenario in our own lives. And the implication is that this was not a sudden change. Indeed, it was not even, it would seem, an unexpected change. It wasn't simply a shower when it began to rain. The rain came down, and not surprisingly, the level of the water in the streams and rivers went up. It was a substantial downpour, a period of continuous wet weather. And to make matters worse, these houses had to contend with wind. Attack was coming from all directions. Rain on the roof, winds on the walls, and the floods on the floors. The ability of these houses to endure was severely tested by the elements. If those are the similarities, what about the differences? Well, the most obvious difference is that one builder is described as wise and the other as foolish. Now, we often equate wisdom with intellectual ability or academic knowledge, but the Bible sees things rather differently. Foolishness, says the psalmist, is to say within one's heart that there is no God. The beginning of wisdom, says the psalmist, is to fear the Lord. But in this parable, Jesus says wisdom is hearing and doing God's word. The essential difference between the two men, one wise and the other foolish, emerges very clearly. Imagine how you would react to someone who said to you, I will build my house in New Milton, it's a nice sunny day, there's no need for protection, I won't bother with a roof. Your response would be, that's naive, that's stupid, that's foolish. It may not rain today, but it will rain one day soon. That's the pattern of our world, our witness of our experience, the promise of God's word, seed time and harvest. Our houses work under attack. We know in life the rain of troubles and trials. We know the rising streams of despair and discouragement. We know the winds of illness and death. All come sooner or later. And in the times of attack and finally on Judgment Day, it will not be that which is seen and obvious, but that which is unseen and known only to God, which will be revealed. The crucial difference is that one built on the rock and the other on the sand. I think we all recognise that the early stages of building are the most important. Even the problems in areas of Bournemouth, for example, from subsidence, remind us of the fundamental importance of foundations. If the groundwork is not done properly, if the footings are not cracked, if the foundations are not of sufficient strength, then everything else is a waste. The building may go on, the house may be built, but it is living on borrowed time. It's in a perilous state. It's vulnerable to any form of attack. Both men building two houses, both making great efforts, both spending much time. But one was building on the rock and one was building on the sand. And that brings us to another very clear difference. One house did not fall and the other house fell with a great crash. The previous differences I've mentioned led to this final difference. One was wise as a builder and built on the rock, and his house did not fall. The other builder was foolish and built on the sand, and his house fell with a great crash. Both were houses. Both were subjected to the rain and the streams and the winds. But one house did not fall. And there was one reason and one reason only why this house stood firm, and Jesus tells us what it is. It did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. One day, our lives that we're building will be subjected not to the elements of wind and rain, but to the judgment of God. Who will be able to stand on that day of judgment? The one who has their foundations on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, will you, in the parable, that after the house built on sand crashed, there was no opportunity to rebuild. There was no time for a second chance. Rain had come and the wind had blown. When the wind of death has blown on our faces, when the judgment day of the Lord has come, there will be no second chances, no rebuilding opportunities. We only have one attempt at building a life. And so there's a principle here. The one who was a wise builder is the one who hears the words of Jesus and puts them into practice. The one who was a foolish builder also hears the words of Jesus but does not put them into practice. So there's one very simple question that you and I have to face up to and answer. On what foundation are we building our houses, our lives? The house that's being assembled day by day, that is in effect your life. What's the foundation of it? Is it Jesus Christ, his work, his word? Notice finally with me that we're told when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, not as their teachers of the law. There was something throughout this Sermon on the Mount about the manner of the Saviour, the bearing of the Saviour, the demeanour of the Saviour, that had the stamp, the office, the assurance of authority. It's because Jesus has authority and speaks with authority that the choice of the two houses on rock or on sand is so important. Great decisions, serious choices. You see, it's not about a life work. It's not about a life partner. It's about life itself. May the Lord help us to echo the words of Psalm 40. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. The only place to stand is on the foundation of Christ, his work at Calvary, and his promise of salvation to all who call upon him.